A new federal-state partnership and more funding has been announced to help California farmers and ranchers better weather the extended drought. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is investing $130 million in the partnership, as well as additional funds to help producers through NRCS and rural development.
We also have to provide additional assistance to ranchers in particular who have been struggling with making sure that they have adequate resources to store water that is available to them to do a better job of a more efficient well development, improved pipelines, all of which designed to make it a little bit easier for them to get through this tough spot. $13.7 million of the $150 million commitment is going to be allocated for this purpose and will be administered through NRCS. The final $6 million of our commitment is through a rural development and will be funneled through our Emergency Community Water Assistance Grant Program. This is a program designed to help communities deal with the consequences of drought.
USDA is working with the Department of Interior, as Deputy Secretary Mike Connor explains.
The California Headwaters Partnership encompasses the major watershed of Central California, Sacramento River, San Joaquin, Tularua, Buena Vista Lakes. Watersheds, these are incredibly important and stressed resources, this overall effort will address a lot of goals that the Department of the Interior has, but also our partners at USDA and the state of California have.
California's Secretary of Natural Resources, John Laird, says the partnership provides more help to producers and landowners than the state could do by itself.
We are just facing an unprecedented time, the four driest years that we have had in sequence in California history. That taxes our agricultural industry as well as the individual citizens. And I think stepping up with the drought assistance today is just the kind of support that is very helpful. It's targeted to people that have their backs against the wall and really need it right now. So we're very grateful for it.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.